Some people say, you know, I was saved 30 years ago and I have no problem with demons. You don't understand the nature of the enemy then. Then you don't understand the character that the kingdom is established in, especially concerning the darkened kingdom. The enemy will always fight you as long as you're on planet Earth. You got to know that. And he tries to use every weakness that he has tried to form in people's lives. And whether you know it or not, there's not a person in this building that is not demonized in some way. There's situations where the demons are trying to deal with your life. It can come in a sense of sadness. It can come in a sense of depression. It can come in a sense of discouragement. It can come in senses of fear. We call them familiar spirits. Because a familiar spirit is that spirit that you have grown familiar with. You've grown accustomed to it. The enemy set up each one of us. The enemy set up each one of us in childhood with weaknesses in our life that he would plan to draw from later on in our life. And he thought that those weaknesses that he would form there, that any time that we became a threat to the kingdom of darkness, that he would begin to pull those strings, and then we would immediately be weakened down under his forces and not able to be a threat. A picture of a marionette is the picture of most of our lives, and especially in our past. The strings that's been attached to our life, most of us, and really and truly, if we would admit, we're not living out the person that we want to live out. But so many times we think it's a hopeless cause. We think it's us. And truly, the weaknesses are us. The weaknesses have been formed in our life. But it's just like the enemy with a marionette in our life as he pulls various strings, realizing how we will respond underneath. And most of us do the little marionette dance. And at times he will even allow that marionette dance contain a certain amount of love for God. Because he wants to bring you to a place where you will not be threatened or you'll be satisfied in your religion instead of found in real freedom there is in Christ. So there's most of us in this room, where's the enemy's marionette from time to time in our life. Now, my familiar spirit that I know, that the familiarity, I don't know what the spirit's called, of course, but I know the symptom. And the symptom in my life was self-pity. Because as a child, my childhood being what it was, there was a sense of comfort that I found in self-pity. Now, some of you have found maybe comfort in anger, or maybe that's your medication, or maybe fear. But what happens as a child, we face things and the enemy caresses us, becomes a comfort zone. We've learned to find comfort in things that were not right. And it becomes so familiar with us that we cannot even tell it's wrong. We cannot tell it's abnormal. We just have a tendency to feel that everybody is abnormal as I am. But most of us are, but not all in the same areas. And those abnormalities many times have to be discerned. That's why God's given us that beautiful, wonderful gift called discerning of spirits. And a lot of times we vastly need a brother or sister. Now, the Lord, by revelation, can reveal into people's heart. That's what we're expecting to happen in the next 3 weeks, for the Lord to reveal into our hearts, what are those chains, what are those things that's keeping me from just getting over the edge of really being able to live a victorious life? what is it that's keeping that in my life? What is it that's causing this same old, it seems like the circling of the wagons time and time again? About the time that I think I'm getting over something, I find myself back in the same pit again. And find ourselves doing the same old stuff. Because what it is, it's a demonic trench. It's a record, LP, if you know what that is. Anybody know what an LP album is? All right. It's an LP that has a demonic scratch. It's like the devil has taken his, and that LP is your life. And it's like he's taken his long claw and he scratched that record. And every time the needle of life begins to spin, the song may be beautiful, but all of a sudden it hits that scratch every time. And it tries to mess up the tune of the life that God has made for you. And those are demonic strongholds. The enemy comes at those, and I hate the enemy for this, the way he takes advantage of young, innocent children at their most vulnerable times in their life. He comes at those moments. You're talking about child abuse. I think Satan is the greatest child abuser in the world. Building such lies into children's lives at such, in fact, by the age 5, usually this is already developed. Usually by the age 5, there is scratches on your life pattern that for the rest of your life, if you do not allow the Holy Spirit to deal with that specifically and bring healing into that particular area, for the rest of your life, your LP will do that same thing. It'll be a beautiful song that is being played, but every time that in the midst of that song, there'll be that same scratch. And I don't know about you, but I remember LPs and scratches. How many remember that? That can mess up the beauty of any song. And that's what the enemy has so planned to do. And that's called a familiar spirit. It's when it's become so familiar. It's become our pattern, our way of life. That's the way we think about it in that particular issue. And like I said, mine was the self-pity. As a child, what I would do, because life was so rough and I felt all alone and I didn't want anybody else to know. And I would cry myself to sleep many a night. And the self-pity demonic power would caress me. It was like a demon. That's what they are, those familiar spirits. They're like demons that caress us. And we find a certain amount of comfort being caressed in that. That's why people may say to you, well, why do you act that way? You're not acting right. And that's why you may be a reasonable person in 99% of your life, but there's that one area. That one area, and the enemy knows how to pull the string of that area. We use words like he knows how to tick me off, and he knows where to scratch you. He knows, because that hurt has been placed there as a child. And what happens is, and amazing when you understand the work of spiritual warfare, you will see. I've watched it in my own life especially, and I can watch it in other people's lives. A person may be 40 years old or 50, or I just pull that number up, not meaning anything, but all of a sudden they will be reasonable and committed and dedicated, but when that scratch is hit, when that demon power is hit, it seemed like a 40-year-old would become a 5-year-old in a moment of time. And even though it's totally unreasonable, we can't discern that most of the time. Now, the Word of God is able as our discerner. And truly, if we were students of the Word the way God wants us to be, because we know the truth, and then that truth just has a power of setting us free to that. Amen? So, but the Holy Spirit's job is the revealer of truth. So that's why the Holy Spirit, every time that usually in that situation that we're in demonic bondage in, that there's a bondage in that particular area in our life, the Holy Spirit will usually convict us of it. because he's trying to reveal truth, and the truth of God is really the only thing that's going to be able to set us free. But the amazing thing about it is what little bit that I've learned what little bit I understand it is this: the subconscious mind is set up inside you to protect you. If you believe all truth, and God intended it, God never intended us to go through the pain and agony that we have went through. God never intended for us to be spiritually raped by the age 5 by the devil. God never intended that. God never intended our innocent minds to be tormented by the demon powers. But I tell you what God intended. God intended for us to live in a garden and get up every day and walk with him and talk with him. And that was God's original intention. And where the only revealer into our life would be the truth revealer. And where he would reveal that truth to us. But the situation wasn't like that because the enemy caused the fall, caused all that happened. And because really, whether you can understand or not, the enemy is the prince and the power of this air. And he tries to be the ruler of this kingdom. And he has an authority, but praise God, Jesus took the keys back. Somebody say, Jesus took the keys back. He took it back. Amen. And so now, he is an illegal lawbreaker. But what he comes, he comes at an age when a child cannot make proper decision about us, and the enemy lies, puts his lies into children. Like he tells them, you're not worth being loved, or you'll never amount to anything, or no one will ever care for you, or you'll never be able to do that, or you're limited because of all these various things. And he begins to just feed the lies into it, and into its wonderful, beautiful, innocent children. And then wonderful, beautiful, innocent children, unaware of the lies of the enemy. Then the way he does, and that's why he's talking to you this morning, the way the enemy does, he stabs and stabs and stabs until he penetrates. And that's what he does with beautiful children. That's why if you're a mama and a daddy, you tell those children every day who they are. And you tell those children what they are. Do not, if you're not telling them, I guarantee you the devil is telling them through the subtle circumstances that they face in life. And so what the enemy does, he consistently speaks into a child's life until he stabs and he stabs and he stabs, like it says in the book of Job. He stabs and he stabs and he stabs until he penetrates. And once he penetrates, then he's put that lie in there. A stronghold is developed. Once a stronghold is developed, it is defended. Strongholds means it's an encampment that is under, being defended. And what the enemy uses, he uses what God built in us to be our greatest protection. The enemy now uses it against us. For example, your subconscious. Did you know your whole life is built on about 10 major beliefs? About 10 major beliefs. Now you have, now out of those 10 major beliefs come thousands and thousands of controlled thoughts. For example, my one belief that God is real, it controls every other thought I have. It should. Your beliefs are controlling factors, and they get down into your subconscious. I don't have to stop and think whether I believe in God. I believe in God. And what God places then in my subconscious is a defense of what I truly believe. In fact, they say it's almost like these, Gary, you understand this, these are anti-aircraft guns. That these things are built into your subconscious. What they're there for is to shoot down a lie before you can even hear that lie. Amen. I mean, it's the reason that we're tormented by the enemy in our minds is because that God, the expectancy in our lives is that we believe truth. And the situation is, and it's built into everyone's subconscious, to where you don't have to live a life tormented. What I mean is, it shoots down lies to defend the truth that you subconsciously believe, and they say that happens before you can even think it. I mean, you can never hear it. That's why you talk to me. You say, "Can't you hear me?" And you know they're not hearing you. You sit there trying to tell them something over and over again. They can't hear you because there's a lie that's in their brain. in their subconscious that shoots down the truth before their ears can pick it up. It's built into people. It was built into us to bring great peace and great joy. And if I only believe truth, I would have no problem with the lies of the enemy. I would even have no problem with the listening to the pirates. All right, but what happens if you believe a lie? What happens if you believe that you're not made special, that God has not created you as special and you're created to love by Him? What happens if you don't believe that you're put into this earth with a divine purpose and a plan, and God just wants to fulfill it through you? And if you trust in Him, He'll move heaven and earth to fulfill His purpose in your life. Amen. What happens if you don't believe that? Then what happens is you believe a lie. Now you may believe nine truths and then one lie, but that one lie then will shoot down the truth before you ever can think it. It works opposite the way God built us then to be the greatest defense of our peace, that God didn't mean for us to have to go through all these thoughts. God meant for us to believe the truth, and then that belief of the truth would defend itself to where our minds would not be tormented by the enemy. But if we believe a lie, now I'm going to tell you what, there's not a one of us here that does not believe a lie somewhere in our life. Now, my biggest lie in my life was that I wasn't worth being loved. The devil had told me that over and over. He told me that in every circumstance. He told me that from a daddy that rejected me. He told me that from brothers that rejected me. He told me that from life being tried. He told me I wasn't worth being loved. And you could deal with that through two ways. You could find comfort of the enemy. You could find demonic comfort either two ways. I could have become very angry about it and rose up in anger defense, or I could have drowned in self-pity. I chose the demon of self-pity. And so what I would do, I would drown in my own self-pity. But in the midst of that misery, was a comfort. You understand what I'm saying? In the midst of the misery, I was still being stroked by the demonic power. I mean, most people that's been in misery most of their life, they didn't even like their misery. They didn't want you to change their misery. If they didn't have that to cry about, they wouldn't have anything to live for in life. You understand? I mean, that's the way demonic bondages work. They're controlling factors. It starts off with the basic belief, and then it becomes then one belief. One basic belief can control probably 10,000 or more thoughts. Your basic belief in God, how many thoughts does that control in your life? It affects everything you think about. It affects the way you think about family. It affects the way you think about that. All right, but how many thoughts does one lie believe control? About the same number. Somebody says, I'm tormenting my mind. You're tormenting your mind because the enemy's built a stronghold of a lie in your life. A stronghold of bondage in your life. And unless that lie is put down, you can shoot the symptoms all day long. But there comes a time in your life where you're going to determine, I'm going to have to lay this axe at the root of this tree. I'm tired of cutting off branches. Amen. Everybody say, I'm tired of cutting off branches. I'm ready to lay the axe at the very root of this thing. And that's what we're believing to do for the next 3 weeks, is God's going to help us by the power of His Holy Spirit. But there is the revealer of truth. And somebody says, how can you, if you believe a lie and you can't understand it's a lie, and then you can't even hear it's a lie, and all that kind of stuff, says that how in the world can you? Because the Holy Spirit. That's why before we ever entered into these lessons on these sessions, this simulcast on deliverance, we went through the simulcast on the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the revealer of truth. He can break beyond any lie. Oh, Rebecca, yes, He can. The Holy Spirit is powerfully. When I can't even get in there, He can get in there. and He can begin, through the power of His discernment, He can begin to help us to discern truth and discern that lie. And then where the places where we can't, then God puts other wonderful people into our life that will love us enough to help us to see things in our life. And let me tell you, be honest with you, that's why you really, if you was led by the Holy Spirit, then that's why you married the person that you did. Because they're to be a truth giver into your life. The Holy Spirit wants to use them in areas, and God wants to give them. Every mate needs the discerning of spirits. Because God put you in a person's life to help you not to criticize, not to put down, but to help in a loving way, to help people that you love be able to discern the bondages of the enemy. I told our leadership group Sunday, there's one thing that I want to do. More than anything in the world, I want to stand before Jesus one day free. I want him to say, Lord, your cross worked for me. Your cross worked. The power of your cross worked for me. And I tell you, I'm not going to give up on this journey till I am free for the glory of God. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm more freer than I used to be. But there's still, see, the Bible says when the unclean spirit's gone out of the man, he walketh through desert places seeking to find rest, and he finds none. So he comes back into the same house, and he desires to enter in. But the Bible says there's three qualifications of that house, that it's swept, garnished, and empty. A person automatically looks garnished when the demonic power is broken. When the stronghold is broken, we automatically begin to look better. I mean, have you ever seen a person when their spirit of depression was broke off of them? I mean, in a moment of time, they looked better, didn't they? In a moment of time, they looked better. But it's not enough to look better. You got to get that place filled. And so every once in a while, that same spirit, and I had a lot of other spirits too, that had me in tremendous bondage. I say I chose self-pity instead of anger, but really what I did, I let self-pity be my major stronghold and let anger be my lesser stronghold. And ever so often, I can tell, seasonally, I don't know how the devil carries his seasons, but he walks through desert places seeking to find rest, and he comes back to this house. And he knocks on this house again. And he walks back in. And I remember what it felt like. I remember what the bondage was. I remember what anger did through me. I know the times that I would deeply hurt the ones I love the most. You that have strongholds of rejection, you're never going to find happiness until that stronghold is broken. And it's not something you're going to be able to be counseled out of. Let me tell you, a stronghold is that there is minor issues that you can be counseled out of, but when it comes to the strongholds, you're not going to be able to be counseled because it's empowered by a demon force. And you that are in the bondage to rejection, two things always happen. One thing is, you find yourself miserable because that spirit of rejection won't let you alone. It follows you and the very people that you love the most. It tries to repeat its action against you of harm and hurt to establish its stronghold in a better way. And the second thing is, you reject others before they reject you. That stronghold has made you a rejecter. And you hurt others as someone has hurt you. I mean, there's so many strongholds. Every abnormal or abnormality in our character and in our nature, it doesn't start with a demonic stronghold, but the enemy comes into those weak moments and he lies, puts his lies deep down inside. And he continues to lie and continue to stab. That's what Job said. Continue to stab till he penetrates. And when it's penetrated, then the demon power has a legal right. He owns a room in our life. And that demon power comes in and occupies that room. And unless you deal with it, you'll always talk about it. But the thing about the devil is, when I see the devil, this is my picture. I see a bloodthirsty wolf with blood dripping from its teeth, walking around the perimeters of my life, looking for an open door. A demon stronghold will never be satisfied with what you give him or what you refuse to resist him. He's a bloodthirsty, demonic creature. So he will constantly try to move in room to room in your life until he controls every part of your life. Amen. But somebody say, God's going to help us. God's going to help us. And I'm amazed at the Christian church. I'm amazed at the Christian church that they don't talk about demonic powers. That's a lie of the devil itself. Because one of the greatest signs of you being a believer is you deal with demons. That's what Mark chapter 16 says. One of the greatest signs that you're a believer is you deal with demons. You deal with them in your own life. And you try to help other people that's under similar bondages to deal with them in their life. For the glory of God. Let's stand together tonight. Lord, we give you praise. How many is going to fast with me this week? Raise your hand. I want to pray. I want to deputize you in the Holy Spirit. I want to pray for the anointing of God. You're going to be fasting with me. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see these hands that are raised. You see these that are raised. Lord, we're making a commitment, Lord, for the bondages to be broken off of our life, Lord. Lord, we make a commitment, Lord, to be free. We make a commitment of freedom, oh Lord. We make a commitment to be free of the demon powers of the enemy. And Lord, we make a commitment for our brothers and our sisters, Lord, to help empower the God in their life, to empower the Holy Spirit to free them, Lord. Lord, free us as a church, Lord. Let us stand before you one day, free. Free from the demonic lies. Free from the demonic strongholds, Lord. Free from the demonic bondages, Lord. Lord, help us, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God. Look back at Pastor just a quick minute, and one of the biggest lies that you can begin to tear down right now, that dealing with demons is not fanatical, it's biblical. Almost every chapter in the Gospels of Jesus, you find the dealings with demons. Dealing with demons is not fanatical. Dealing with demons is biblical. Amen. Hallelujah! Does anybody need to get something right with God tonight? If there is, come on here and join me real quick. We'll just pray. Does anybody, we can break some demon strongholds out real quick. Does anybody need to get something right with God? Come on. Come on. If there's anybody need to get something right with God, come on up here. And then we'll dismiss you and let you go on free. But does anyone else need to get some things right with God? Does anyone else need to get some things right with God? Does anyone else need to get some things right with God? Does anyone else? Does anyone else? Does anyone else? Praise God. Does anyone else need to get some things right with God? Does anyone else need to get some things right with God? Thank you. Thank you. Does anyone else need to get some things right with God? Anybody else? Anyone else need to come? Anybody else need to come? Anybody else? Man, I tell you, we just, the best way to deal with demons is just expose where they work they've been doing in our life and let light shine in. Light runs the demonic powers off. Light runs demonic powers off. In Jesus' name, I'm going to ask you to, you that need to go, just go ahead and you're dismissed. Thank you for being here tonight. You just pass out real quietly. If you would, hold it out there. We're going to be praying in here. So if, as you leave, if you would, just pass out quietly. God bless you. We're going to be having an exciting 3 weeks ahead of us.